You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, I want to start with the flooding that's happening out west. I've been trying to nail some of this down and looking at what the Army Corps of Engineers has said about the Missouri River, where the bulk of this flooding is taking place. They say it's below Gavin's Point. That would be at Yankton, South Dakota. But roughly speaking, I believe that mostly runs along the Iowa-Nebraska border and all the way to the bottom of Nebraska. So if you've traveled Interstate 29 or I-29, that's kind of the area where this is a problem. How much flooding is taking place?
Yeah, well, the amount of flooding, certainly the areas near or the Missouri River and its tributaries there, and then areas in between, depending on location, we've seen a larger extent of aerial flooding, especially back a couple of days ago following the bomb cyclone last week, and which was the very exceptional heavy rainfall totals on top of the frozen ground and thick snowpack that had been in place. And so beginning to see some of the rivers recede, at least the tributaries, but still have the Missouri River flooding, which, again, we haven't been able to fully quantify the number of square miles of ag acreage that are currently being impacted. But for much of eastern Nebraska and adjacent areas of Iowa, it's a significant amount.
Are there expectations that this will return with snowpack as it melts?
That is certainly a concern here going forward. And, well, number one, they are in a dry stretch right now. In fact, from now through the end of the week, dry weather will continue. And that started this past weekend. There is going to be another significant precip event here, basically all rain, that's going to be coming up here over the upcoming weekend. And actually, that looks to be followed up by another storm system coming through later on next week. And so number one, there's some additional rainfall across that area, but then longer term, there's still a thick snowpack up across the Dakotas and on into Montana as well. And so with the Missouri River Basin there and that flood wall from the melt, that snow water that will be melted, that will be heading southward here and likely continuing to keep river levels high or at flood levels, even as we move into April.
That will make for a difficult situation. And this won't just be for the Missouri. This will be across the Mississippi Valley Basin.
No, exactly here. And, number one, for the Mississippi River, we're seeing we're seeing some flooding and obviously more rain on the way here. That'll continue also to be an item, at least in the acreage near the river, as we move into April. And then there's also the Red River across, bordering North Dakota and on into Minnesota, moving up into southern Canada. That snow has not melted at all, and that is going to also melt and become a flood, not the next couple of weeks, but as we move basically into April. And so, numerous rivers here and tributaries being impacted at this as we move into the first day of spring coming up shortly.
Yeah, interestingly enough, you have to think about that as the Red River, of course, flows in the opposite direction. it flows northward
as opposed to Canada.
Yeah, yep. Up into Canada. So running the opposite direction. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.